Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 4, The Process of Creation. I'll read text 9 by myself, which has no purport, and we'll chant text 10 together. Gita gunam stu prakriter yugapa. No, I'll chant this one myself, and we'll chant the next one together. Text 9. Yata gunam stu prakriter yugapat kramashopiva vibharti parishas feka kurvan karmani janmabi. Translation. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is one. Whether he is alone, acts with the modes of material nature, or simultaneously expands in many forms, or expands consecutively to direct the modes of nature. Text 10, we'll chant together. Vichikshitam etan me pravitu Bhagavan yata shabde brahmani nishnataha parasmins cha bhavan kalu vichikshitam etan me. Pravitu Bhagavan Yata Shabde Brahmani Nishnata Paras means to Bhavan Kalu Vichikit Sitam Etan Me. Pravitu Bhagavan Yata Shabde Brahmani Nishnata Parasmin Shabhavan Kalu Vichikit Sitam Etan Me. Bhavitu Bhagavan Yata Shabde Brahmani Nishnata Parasmim stra bhavan kalu Vichikit sitam etan me. Bhavitu bhagavan yata Shabde brahmani nishnata Parasmim stra bhavan kalu. Vichikit sitam etan me. Bhagavan mata. Sate brahmani satam. Vichikit sitam etan me. Vichikit sitam etan me. Santo. Vasvinta Bhavanko. Vaishnavis. Vichikita Amritane. Bhagavanita. Satam. Vichy kitsita metane. Sabe bhavane nisata. Vichy kitsita. Doubtful inquiry. Etat, this, me, of me, bravitu, just clear up, Bhagavan, powerful like the Lord, yata, as much as, shabde, sound transcendental, Brahmani, Vedic literature, Nishnataha, fully realized, Parasmin, in transcendence, Cha, also, Bhavan, your good self, Kalu, as a matter of fact, translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Kindly clear up all these doubtful inquiries, because you're not only vastly learned in the Vedic literature and self-realized in transcendence, but are also a great devotee of the Lord and are therefore as good as the personality of Godhead. Purport. In the Brahma Samhita, it is said that the supreme absolute truth, Govinda, the personality of Godhead, although one without a second, is infallibly expanded by his innumerable forms, non-different from one another. And although he is the original person, he is still ever young with permanent youthful energy. He is very difficult to know simply by learning the transcendental science of the Vedas, but he is very easily realized by his pure devotees. The expansions of different forms of the Lord, as from Krishna to Baladev to Sankarsana, from Sankarsana to Vasudev, from Vasudev to Aniruddha, from Aniruddha to Pradyumna, and then again to a second Sankarsan, and from him to the Narayan, Purusha avatars, and innumerable other forms which are compared to the constant flowing of the uncountable waves of a river are all one and the same. They are like lamps of equal power which kindle from one lamp to another. That is the transcendental potency of the Lord. The Vedas say that he is so complete that even though the whole complete identity emanates from him, he still remains the same complete whole. Purnasya purnamadaya purnam eva vishishite. As such, there is no validity in the material conception of the Lord produced by the mental speculator. Thus, he remains always a mystery for the mundane scholar, even if he is vastly learned in the Vedic literatures, Vedasya Durlabham Adurlabham Atma Bhaktau. Therefore, the Lord is beyond the limit of conception for mundane learned scholars, philosophers, or scientist. He is easily understandable for the pure devotee because the Lord declares in Bhagavad Gita 18:51 that after surpassing the stage of knowledge, when one is able to be engaged in the devotional service of the Lord, then only can one know the true nature of the Lord. One cannot have any clear conception of the Lord or his body, name, form, attributes, pastimes, etc., unless one is engaged in his transcendental loving service. The statement of the Bhagavad Gita that one must first of all surrender unto the Lord, being freed from all other engagements, means that one must become a pure, unconditional devotee of the Lord. Only then can one know him by the strength of devotional service. Maharaj Parikshit admitted in the previous verse that the Lord is inconceivable even for the greatest learned scholars. Why then should he again request Shukadeva Goswami to clarify his insufficient knowledge about the Lord? The reason is clear. Not only was Shukadeva Goswami vastly learned in the Vedic literatures, but he was also a great self-realized soul and a powerful devotee of the Lord. A powerful devotee of the Lord is, by the grace of the Lord, more than the Lord himself. The personality of Godhead, Sri Ramachandra, attempted to bridge the Indian Ocean to reach the island of Lanka. But Sri Hanumanji, the unalloyed devotee of the personality of Godhead, could cross the ocean simply by jumping over it. The Lord is so merciful upon his pure devotee that he presents his beloved devotee as more powerful than himself. The Lord expressed himself to be unable to save Durvasa Muni, although the Muni was so powerful that he could reach the Lord directly under material conditions. But Durvasa Muni was saved by Maharaj Ambarish, a devotee of the Lord. Therefore, not only is a devotee of the Lord more powerful than the Lord, but also worship of the devotee is considered more effective than direct worship of the Lord. Mad Bhaktiya Pujab Adhika. The conclusion is, therefore, that a serious devotee must first approach a spiritual master who not only is well-versed in the Vedic literatures, but is also a great devotee with factual realization of the Lord and his different energies. Without the help of such a devotee, spiritual master, one cannot make progress in the transcendental science of the Lord. And a bona fide spiritual master like Shukadeva Goswami does not speak about the Lord only in the matter of his internal potencies, but also explains how he associates with his external potencies. The Lord's pastimes in the internal potency are displayed in his activities in Vrindavan, but his external potential works are directed in the features of Karnadakshaya Vishnu, Garbhadakshaya Vishnu, and Chirudakshaya Vishnu. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti offers his good counsel to the interested Vaishnavas when he says that they should not be interested in hearing only about the Lord's activities like Rasa Leela, but must be keenly interested in his pastimes and his features of the Purusha avatars in connection with Srishti Tattva, creational functions, following the examples of Maharaj Parikshit, the ideal disciple, and Shukadeva Goswami, the ideal spiritual master. Om Jnana Timrandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasati Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So in his purport to this verse, these two verses from Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada begins by paraphrasing the verse from Brahma Samhita, Advaita Machutim Anadi Mananta Rupam Adyam Puranam Purusham Navayavanam Shah. Vedeshu Durlabham Adurlabham Atma Bhaktau Govinda Madhi Purusham Tam Aham Bhajami. So this means Krishna, he's the original person. He's the oldest personality. He's Advaitam. He's non-dual. Everything belongs to him. As the Lord says, Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Aham sarvasya prabhavo, matasarvam pravartate. Everything is coming from me. Ishivasya midam sarvam. Everything is his energy. So, sarvam kalvidam brahma. Everything is his spiritual potency. So everything is actually part of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he's eternal. He's always been here. So in that sense, it could be said he's Puranam, the oldest personality. Yet at the same time, Navayavanam Cha, he's the most youthful. As Srila Prabhupada expressed it here, he is still ever young with permanent youthful energy. So that is the nature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the next line of that verse from the Brahma Samhita says, Vedeshu Durlabham is very difficult to know just by study. Academic study of the Vedic literature. But then it says, Adurlabham Atma Bhaktau, to his devotee, he is very easy to understand. And the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, Bhaktyaham abhijananti yavanyashchasmi tatvataha tato mam tatvato gyatva vishite tad anantaram. Says, only by devotional service can I be known. And when one has perfectly understood me by such devotional service, then one is qualified to enter into my personal association, to go to Goloka Vrindavan, his eternal spiritual abode, to participate in his Nitya Leela, his eternal transcendental pastimes. Of course, that is what we are meant to do. Lord Chaitanya says, Jivara Sarupa Hoy Krishnara Nitya Das. The eternal constitutional position of each jiva soul, and we, each of us are a jiva soul, our constitutional position is as a servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, Krishna says, we have to understand these things. They can only be understood by devotion, not by the power of mundane intellectual scholarship. That will not reveal the absolute truth. Krishna remains beyond that. Avan Manasa Gochara, I'm beyond all of your intellectual efforts, your scholarship. You'll never capture me like that. It's like Krishna explains to Arjuna in the Bhagavad Gita that, you know, sometimes in the course of time, the process of devotional service becomes interrupted. Evam parampara praptam imam rajarshiyo vidu sakalena mata yoga nashta parantapa. So I give this knowledge of devotional service as passed down by disciplic succession from spiritual master to disciple. But sometimes it becomes broken. Yoga nashta parantapa. So then what happens? Sa evayam mayate dya yoga prokta paratana. Bhaktosi me sakha cheti rahasyam hirutamam. Krishna explains, I will explain it to you, Arjuna. Why? Because, not because you're a big learned scholar and all that, but because you are my friend and you are my devotee. And this is, Krishna says, this is the ultimate mystery, and I'm explaining it to you, giving you this knowledge, giving you this opportunity, because you are my friend and devotee. So, sometimes, you know, it's said in this world, it isn't what you know, it's who you know. So, Krishna is the ultimate authority, and one has to become his friend and devotee. That relationship has to be established, or else one just remains in illusion. One remains trying to satisfy one's own desires apart from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, you know, Krishna's ultimate message, as Srila Prabhupada mentions in this purport, is Sarva Dharman Pratyaja Mamekam Sharanam Vraja. Just give up all your attempts to be happy and satisfy yourself by so many different kinds of dharma. Give up, give it all up, just surrender to me, and I'll take care of everything. So this is the objective. And to do that, you know, Krishna says, upadekshyanti te jnanam jnaninas tattva darshanaha. You can get this knowledge from the bona fide spiritual master, from the devotee who is realized with these things. And our founding spiritual master, our founder acharya, our shiksha guru for everyone in the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, has given us the opportunity to become devotees, to engage in devotional service to the Lord, and reestablish ourselves in our eternal relationship with Him. So, in the Mundaka Upanishad, it is said, Tad vijnanartam sa gurum evabhigachet samitpani shrotriyam brahmanishtam. So, he's the Mundaka Upanishad is saying, yes, if you want this vijnana, if you want this realized knowledge of the absolute truth, if you want to be established in your eternal relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then you have to approach a guru. Not if you just want some blessing, some asirvada. Whereas some devotee mistakenly translated some acid bath. But you know, Srila Prabhupada said the purpose of the guru isn't just to give some blessing. Yes. It's to give realized knowledge of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Not book learning, but realized knowledge of the absolute truth. For that, the guru is necessary. And the qualification of that guru is that should be knowledgeable about the Vedic literature and its conclusions, but also be a devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Shrotriya means he's heard the Shrutis, the Vedic truths that come to us in the form of transcendental sound vibration through the parampara system, the system of disciplic succession. So, the spiritual master should be learned, shrotriyam, but also brahmanishtam, situated in devotional service in a practical way. And from that source, one can become connected to Krishna. And what do such teachers teach? Now, Srila Prabhupada is making an important point in the last part of his purport here, where he's explaining that the bona fide teacher is not just focusing on, you know, the bona fide teacher and bona fide disciple are not just focusing on Krishna's rasa lila. They want to know about Krishna in all of his forms. They want to know what are the activities of the Purusha avatars. How is this material universe created? It's very important to understand that. Because actually that's where we are right now. That's our starting position. We're conditioned souls caught up in the cycle of birth, death, old age, and disease in one of the many universes that have expanded from the body of Mahavishnu lying in the causal ocean. It's very important to understand where we are. So, the devotees of the Lord are very interested. Well, what is this universe? What is the purpose of this universe? How did it come about? What? So we learn from the Srimad Bhagavatam that this universe is a place for the souls who have forgotten Krishna, who are not qualified at the present moment to be in the spiritual world. But it's our chance to become qualified. Krishna himself comes to this material world. He sends his bona fide associates, the great acharyas. He reveals himself in the form of the Vedic literature. So we should take this opportunity to inquire about these things, just like the ideal disciple, Maharaj Parikshit. He is inquiring from Shukadeva Goswami about these things. Hare Krishna. Okay, one or two questions.
Thank you very much for the mindful class, Prabhu. So you were mentioning in the class that the disciple should approach the spiritual master only for spiritual knowledge. But sometimes I often see the devotees, you know, approaching the spiritual master to ask the Guru Maharaj to find a suitable match for him. It looks like the spiritual master has become a marriage maker. You know, can you explain a little bit more about this, Prabhu?
Okay, the question is, I was saying the disciple should approach the spiritual master with questions about, you know, the absolute truth. But sometimes disciples are approaching the spiritual master with questions about marriage. Can you find a husband or wife for me? And it all depends upon the historical circumstances. Like, at some points in history, people are living in Daivavarnashram society, where all of the social arrangements are in place. And you know, the spiritual master can not have to deal with that aspect of things. But when Srila Prabhupada, you know, came to the Western world, when he came to New York City in 1965, and he was attracting some of his first followers and disciples, they had no supporting Varnashrama society. And so they weren't set up in that way. So he had to give them basic instruction about, no, it shouldn't be just boyfriend, girlfriend. You should control your desires. If you want to engage in that kind of life, then you should be married. You know, give them some basic instructions. And all right, you. But... So he more or less, in order to engage practically, you know, vijnana, practical devotional service, he had to give some basic instruction. And he did that in the beginning, but at a later time, he distanced himself a little bit from it when things had become a little more established. Mm-hmm. So, okay, Naikatma Prabhu.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Prabhu.
Thank you very much, Jyotikarma Prabhu. Very nice. In regards to this question, just to take it a little bit further, I was listening to a lecture, and Srila Prabhupada was speaking to an assembly in India, and he was talking about, at one point, describing his disciples, how they've given up sinful life, and they've come to Krishna consciousness. And he said, myself as a sannyasi, I have no business with marrying and arranging arrangements between husband and wife. But I've taken on that responsibility to uplift these disciples. And you can see how nicely they've progressed. So you should take that example and see how powerful this Krishna consciousness movement is and adopt it yourself. It's a very, very wonderful, sober explanation of how even the spiritual master, sometimes he has to take on this position, although he doesn't have it. It's not yeah. That's not in his portfolio. But he takes on that responsibility for the upliftment of his disciples. And he was instructing these Indian bodies that you should take this as an example of how Krishna consciousness can uplift everyone. So you should take it yourselves.
Arjita. Prabhu. Hare Krishna. Just a couple more notes on that subject because it's important. In the memoriam to Bhakti Sri Maharaj, one Russian Mataji noted that when he came to Russia, he did get involved in arrangements, even to the point of, as was mentioned here, actually, that he bought saris, wedding saris.
Yeah.
So Bhakti Sri Maharaj explained that as a sannyasi, you should distance yourself. But as guru, the guru takes on the role of father to the disciples. And we see traditionally also, the guru is not always a sannyasi. Quite often in Vedic culture, the guru is a grihastha. So the boys, after being trained up to age 25, they would approach the guru if they desire to marry, and so he would be involved in that way. He would say yes or no, you're not ready, or yes, you can go, and maybe even to the point of directing where to go. And then we have also the example of Parashuram and Bhishma Dev. When he refused to marry Amba, she went and complained to his guru, Parashuram, and his guru came and told him, no, marry her. So, you know, we have different examples like that. It's not so cut and dry. The guru is not always a sannyasi. Traditionally, actually, the guru was a grihastha. We see Sandipani Muni and Krishna. Sandipani Muni is a grihastha. So that was traditionally the role of guru was played by grihasthas, not always by sannyasis.
Okay. I can just add one more comment to that. Just to give like another perspective on it is that in approaching the guru, there should be a primary consideration and a secondary consideration. So the primary consideration is that we're approaching him for spiritual knowledge. And the secondary consideration is he'll make arrangements in order for us to apply that knowledge.
Very good. Okay. Hare Krishna. Glory to Srila Prabhupada.